Welcome to the Jimmy and Nate podcast. We hope this wasn't a mistake. If it was, please stay. And remember, you can listen to the podcast whilst you're
at the deli at your local supermarket.
So true.
I actually often listen to podcasts while I'm
at the deli or at the supermarket in general.
I don't really go to the deli.
Really?
Yeah.
Sometimes it's a bit bougie going to the deli, isn't it?
I just feel like, you know,
it's more expensive.
You get your pre-packaged meats.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
I've actually decided I think I'm going vegetarian.
Get out.
No.
Why?
No, I mean, I've been eating vegan a lot more.
Yeah.
So I can't.
Maybe pescatarian because I really like seafood, but.
See how quickly you just flipped to being a vegetarian? That was 5 seconds. There's no way you're going to stay veggie. No way.
I feel so bad for the animals. I'm thinking, delicious. I know they're so delicious. I love ham and I love chicken, but
I love ham. I love bacon. I love pork ribs.
Lamb roast. Oh, how good's a lamb roast?
Mm. What's your favourite animal to eat?
Ooh.
Oh, I love steak.
Cow then?
Yeah.
Yeah, cow. I do like I'm partial to a good lamb. Love some lamb.
Yeah, lamb chops.
Yeah. Oh, how good's a lamb chop?
Mm. Have you ever had lamb chops the other day.
Oh, so good. Have you ever had crumbed chops? Crumbed lamb chops?
I don't really like crumbed things.
Really?
No.
Not really into crumbed.
Really into those.
I feel like I'm crumbed chicken I'm into.
Crumbed chicken is
good. Parmesan is even borderline for me.
But I just don't like crumb.
Really?
I don't like crumb meat. Like
you
red
like
meat.
You love it. Oh, you're red meat. Yeah,
chicken. Fish. Crumb fish?
Crumb fish, great.
Crumb chicken, great.
Yeah.
Crumb steak?
Yeah.
Had a crumb steak before?
Never had a crumb steak.
I've had a crumb steak.
Crumb chops. They're good.
Yeah, I've had lamb chops. I'm not.
You just don't love them?
No.
With a bit of mash? A bit of gravy?
Oh, I mean, I'm not.
You're not going to say no. Look, if a plate goes in front of you, you're not going
to
turn it away.
I'll never say no to anything.
No,
you've got to do everything once.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
It's my life motto.
Did you say before that you don't like Parmesanas? Did you just slide that in there?
Yeah. I've had a couple and I don't mind them, but they're not my favourite.
Why do you not like a Parmesan?
I don't know. Yeah. I like the toppings. I realised the other day Parmesan is just like
ham.
A chicken pizza. Instead of the base, it's chicken.
What do you mean?
It's like a pizza, but instead of like a bread base, it's a chicken base.
Isn't that just chicken? It's not a pizza, really,
well,
is it?
Well, it's Parmesan because it's got stuff on top. You know what I mean?
No. Do you know what she means?
You've both lost me.
I'm trying to follow. I was hoping you were following.
No, I think she's saying like you could order it because on top of a chicken parmigiana is cheese and ham.
And and pizza sauce.
Pizza sauce. Oh, yeah, pizza sauce.
So a pizza would be bread, pizza sauce, and
ham
then
and cheese.
You can get a ham and cheese pizza. So if anything, a chicken parmigiana is a better version of a pizza.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you get the chicken.
Mm.
The crumb chicken.
Still prefer just a parmy. You know what I mean? I don't want to parmy over a pizza. Parmy or pizza? There's a question.
Absolutely pizza.
A good parmy though, Jim. You know it.
Parmy's
hard to get
past. I love a good salad too. You know I love a side salad.
You do love a side salad.
I'm off chips, by the way. Just off them. Don't get them.
I'm back to hating you both again. The Hit Breakfast Show with Jimmy and Nate. Oh, that's the way over. Wednesday, middle of the week, Jim. Welcome to the centrepiece. As we all know, it is all downhill from here.
Got someone I want to run by you.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm texting people, I want to start typing you, as in YEW, like
you. You're like you.
Instead of YEU.
Well, that's very confusing.
So I'd be like,
it's a completely different word.
So I'm like, what are you up to? But it's YEW.
It's
just like, it could be my thing. You
no,
know,
but
I don't
it's a completely
a
different word.
No, I know.
It's like writing windowsill.
Well, it's not.
It is. It's a completely
say
different
you.
Word.
You.
Say you. You.
See? Same.
Completely different.
I can't produce a grace. I can't hear anything different.
Completely
I
different.
Would immediately stop texting you if you did that. That's such a red flag for me.
Don't check your phone.
There's so many reasons I want to stop texting you.
Even if you just text you, like you, I would stop texting you.
Oh, no, that's too far.
Sorry, stop texting you. I'm glad the team's on board. Thanks, guys. I was worried about it.
What's the other? Isn't there another? What's ew?
Ew?
Yeah, no, there's an animal. What's the animal?
Oh, you. Like a female sheep. E-W-E.
See, that I would accept.
I would not accept that.
E-W-E. Go with that.
Well, I've gone with you.
What are you doing? Okay, I'll go with that.
Yeah.
So I'll go with E-W-E. You go with Y-E-W. Y-E-W.
And Grace.
What are you going to go with?
Y-O-U.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
I'm having such fun time on the radio.
Perfect grammar and spelling.
Yes.
One put my foot in the water, will I? No.
Nothing's wrong with my messages. I think you've used the incorrect your there, and I'd like to let you know about it.
Gracie uses full stops in her text messages.
I do.
Yeah, and commas and punctuation.
Yeah, capital letter. Anyway, so if you get any text messages from us in the future.
Yeah, if I text you and I say, what are you up to this weekend? You know what it's about.
All right, on the way for you, 6 a.m. Jim, yesterday we were blitzing. We took Alpha Bucks to the road to the workplaces of Hobart, and we didn't stop until it went off. The moment we gave it away was massive, and you're going to hear that inside about 20 minutes. Also, we aren't happy with the Mercury. Well, particularly me. I'm not happy with the Mercury.
No, you're never happy that much. It's negative Nelly over here.
So there's an article.
I say, you is just a joke, and you're like, well, no.
I don't think you were joking, though.
I'm not. Again, don't check your messages.
You know what? I'm going to change my tone of voice, Jim, because I'm not going to lie, I'm a little bit down. A little bit upset.
You haven't been yourself for probably 24 hours since you've...
No.
You heard this news?
No, I haven't.
You were storming around the office yesterday.
God, I wasn't happy, was
you
I?
You were not happy.
I was kicking things.
Yeah, you were placing phone calls, slamming the...
I absolutely
you were
was.
One of those people that commented on Facebook at the comment section.
I was a commenter, and I'm never a commenter.
And I said never, you don't want to be that person.
No, but I am now. And for a reasonable explanation, yeah, I would argue. Because I feel like there's been a party, mate. I feel like there's been a big party, and we haven't been invited.
Mm.
And as you know, we hate not being invited to parties.
And I've never not been invited, so this is strange for me.
This is what hurts.
If this involved producer Grace, well, she never gets invited to
things. There'd be no point talking about it.
But us, we're fun, we're popular.
Absolutely. Well, not quite, because, Jim, the party is an article. The party is an article I read on the Mercury yesterday, a publication we have trusted for years, one we love, one...
I thought they were good people.
One we respect.
Yeah, well, respected.
Respected.
Not anymore.
And this is why this hurts even more. Let me tell you the title of the article. Title of the article, How Tassie's TikTok Stars Have Found Success. As I scroll through the article, obviously, pretty excited.
Yeah.
TikTok stars.
Because, I mean, what, we're sitting at, what, 48,000?
Almost 50K, mate.
50K.
Almost 50K.
It's pretty decent.
About to pass the precipice that is 50K.
You'd think that'd put us somewhere high within
somewhere
this
near
article,
there.
Yeah. Proud Tasmanians doing great things on TikTok.
Words out of my mouth. Scrolling through this article, I see names like Jane Hamilton Foster, comedian and actor. 19,100 followers.
Yeah, no, we got Jane.
I see Dr. Kieran Thapper, or Tapper. Entrepreneur. Dr. Kieran Tapper.
Thapper.
Or Thapper. T-H-A-P-A. See, I don't even know how to say it. Entrepreneur with plans to grow the world's largest Gomfrina
field. Just
get
the followers.
34.9.
Yeah, no, got him.
Justin Gall, 19 years old, gained attention for his car tricks.
How many has he got?
12.5.
No, got him.
Dahlia Fu. Seal researcher.
Nah, again, how many?
6,000.
Got her.
6,000?
6,000!
You should have been on the list!
There was one there with 1,200! I haven't told you this. This is I'm just showing Nathan in the studio.
Yeah, yeah.
This is my personal Instagram account.
I'll get rid of the sad music because it's not helping me.
Yeah, see, yeah. You can see we're on my personal Instagram account?
Yep, yep.
We're going to go into my DMs.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go into one of my group chats with some of my friends that I grew up with.
Yeah.
What's that, a screenshot of,
Nate?
They've
sent you the article, mate.
They've sent me the Mercury article.
I'm
they've
disgusted.
Gone, what's happened here?
Does the Mercury hate us?
Yeah, I think they must. It's the only logical explanation.
Have we done something wrong? Is our content not relatable? Because Jimmy and Nath, we're the guys that brought you. Have you been baking? Cruises? The Lizzie McGuire
remake.
Producer Grace, you're in the studio. We brought you the Mean Girls.
Yeah, the Mean Girls one. There was a Rain On Me one too.
The Rain On Me dance.
And most of our stuff was filmed in Lanna Valley with the beautiful Kanai Mount Wellington in the background. Can you get any more Tasmanian?
And you know what? Some of these people don't even live in Tassie anymore. So yesterday, Jim, as you said, I was making phone calls.
He's not joking. He was
not even kidding.
He was not. And he was making a lot of jokes in the show. Nathan was actually really upset.
I was. And I've tracked down the author. I've tracked down the author of the Mercury. Her name, she's actually really lovely. at the moment. Her name is Annie McCann. And after this, we're going to chat to her. I'm waking her up nice and early. I know it's before 7 o'clock, but she's a journalist. She's used to weird time phone calls. Producer Grace is going to call Annie McCann, and we're going to get to the bottom of this.
I'd say as a journalist, she'd be used to being up at all hours of the day doing research for her articles.
Yeah.
But I feel like this article, maybe she didn't do that much research.
No, evidently not. And that's what we're going to bring up with her. Because I don't normally swear on the show, but me, I'm annoyed. All right. The author of the Mercury article about TikTok gate, her name, Annie McCann, she's going to join us next. Hobart's here at 100.9. It's Jimmy and Nate. Jim, once again, I'm going to play this. So I'm still annoyed. I'm upset. I'm pissed off.
You want to remind the people, Nate?
I have to? Yeah, because I'm that annoyed.
I know you're pretending that you're trying to pretend to be upset, but yesterday you were very upset.
I was kicking things.
Producer Grace, Nathan was very upset yesterday.
Yeah, he kept walking around into studios making phone calls, and I was like, what's going on?
Main phone calls.
You and I are actually trying to get work done, and he's like, I'm not accepting this list, because a list came out.
A list has come out, an article came out. The title of the article was How Tassie's TikTok Stars Found Success. As I scroll through the article, we got Jane Hamilton Foster. Okay.
We're not on it. Two things.
We're not on
Have
it.
Have we not found success?
Mm.
Well, what's the other thing? How they
found success, that's it.
Yeah,
I'm looking at 19.1 thousand followers, 34.9 thousand followers, 12,000, 6,000, 1,500. What are we currently sitting on?
Just over 48,000, mate.
48,000. 48,000. Do we live here?
And I've got our breakdown as well.
Yeah.
Over 80% of them are Tasmanians.
Look, it's heartbreaking. Because as we spoke about, I mean, the Mercury, we trusted them for years.
Thought
publication
they were
our friend, we love,
yeah.
One we respect. So I made a phone call yesterday. I made a phone call. Get rid of this music. Made a phone call yesterday to the author. I've tracked her down.
Are we going to give her a round of applause?
Or? I'm going to give her a round of applause because she's actually really lovely.
And she's come on the show nice and early this morning.
She has. We've woken her up. Please welcome the author of How Tassie's TikTok Stars Found Success from the Mercury, Annie McCann. Annie.
Hello. I'm not sure whether to be flattered or scared right now.
Annie, don't you dare laugh.
Annie, look, I think first things, maybe you owe Nathan an apology. He was very upset yesterday. It's been a rough 24 hours for the big fella. Do you want to say sorry?
Look, if I've upset you, I suppose I should, shouldn't I?
Okay, Annie, an apology I'm not going to accept. What I will accept is a complete retraction on the front page of the Mercury tomorrow.
We need a front page spread.
Okay, now, Annie, I'm not here to diss your journalistic abilities. I'm sure you're extremely talented.
We haven't let Annie explain
herself. No, we haven't.
Surely there's a reason as to why you and I didn't make the list.
Annie, is there a reason?
Look, I think what I was really looking for was TikToks with hashtags relating to Tassie. So I don't know what's going on. Maybe it was the algorithm, but maybe you boys haven't been using the Tasmania hashtag. Or maybe...
Don't put it on us!
I know what you're doing. I know what you're doing. Very sneak. Well done, actually. I like it. But no, don't put it on us.
I told you she was good. Okay.
No, look, we haven't used the hashtag, but I was saying earlier, all that we usually film stuff in Lenna Valley, Kanae, Mount Wellington's in the background of all our stuff. We're always drinking lagers. Cascade lagers have featured predominantly in our videos. I'm running out of things.
Okay, so, I mean, Annie, as we know, the title of the article was How Tassie's TikTok Stars Found Success. Two questions. Do you not think we're stars, or do you think we haven't found success, or neither?
I think you're obviously very, very successful. Please don't think I doubted that. But I just wonder, what's your most viral TikTok? Have you raked in a few million views on any particular TikTok?
Well, I mean, not
to toot our own horn, but toot, toot.
Yeah. Nice, I think when you came up with this idea of calling it, this is just toot your own horn. Probably our most famous video has 4 million views on it.
Yeah. Are you a fan of Lizzie McGuire, Annie?
Oh, yes, always.
Yeah.
You're a fan of Lizzie McGuire. Have you seen our Lizzie McGuire TikTok video?
Oh, look, I'm sorry, I haven't. I haven't seen it. Should I have seen it?
What research were you doing,
but you've
Annie?
You've seen Dahlia Foo with the seals, haven't you?
Doesn't one of these blokes live in Melbourne now anyway?
Yeah, one of them now lives in Melbourne. Annie, is there anything we can do?
Apparently you can use the hashtag Tasmania.
I mean, obviously we've got to use the hashtag. Do we need to apologise to you? Have we made content that hasn't been up your alley? Is there something that we can do to help us?
Is there a video we can make just for you, Annie?
Help us help you, Annie. What can we do for you to get some recognition?
I think what can be done is a special TikTok all about Lizzie McGuire, but directly aimed at me for just to make me feel a bit special, and then I can return the favour and add another second list of successful TikTok story, and you will be right at the top.
Okay, Annie, I don't want to be on a second list. I don't want to be a second stringer. I'm not a bench warmer. Annie, we're talking, if we will do a TikTok for you. I want front page.
You do realise I don't run the Mercury.
Okay, but what if we do a TikTok, but in that video we commit a crime and you can break, you can go to the American and go, oh, my God, you know Jimmy and Ace? And everyone in the office will go, yeah, they got 48,000 followers on TikTok. Yeah, they did the Lizzie McGuire thing.
They broke into Mona.
Yeah, and I've got the exclusive video and I can break the story. That way it's front page worthy.
Oh, 100%. If you're willing to throw yourselves in jail just to make this list, I guess that's
it. I will punch David Walsh in the face.
Hang on. But only if we hashtag Tasmania, yeah?
And Dark Mozo.
Oh, Abby, you're a good sport.
No, it's really a good sport, Abby.
Thank you so much.
We love you. We're all good with the list.
We do love you. We're fine with America. We're fine not being on the list. Do yourself a favour. Go and watch the Lizzie McGuire video that we did.
Read Annie's article.
Yeah,
she's great.
Go and read the article. Annie McCann, she's a very talented journalist from the Merc. Annie, thanks so much for joining us this morning. We're sorry we woke you up early.
Thank you so much. I'll go look at your TikToks right now.
Don't lie. This is huge because this Saturday at the Hobart Regatta Grounds, May the 1st, Aussie music superstar, the performer of every third song you hear on the radio station, Tones and I, coming to Hobart. She is coming to Hobart, the superstar herself. She called us yesterday. As we know, the concert is almost sold out. She called me yesterday at gym and she said, Dance Monkey, whoa, oh, Jimmy and Aith, would you like to give away some tickets on your show? That was the only conversation that I've ever had with her, and that's what she said.
And then she hung up.
And she hung up. And
she didn't actually give you a chance to.
I was going to ask details. I was like, yeah. How do I send you names? Or...
Dance for me, oh, oh. Mm. Would you like some tickets to my show?
Beep, beep. Beep, beep. And you I need more than that. How do I even know that was you?
It's true.
It did come up Tones and I on my screen, but could have been anybody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We absolutely... That was a whole bit that we'd prepared earlier. Jim, obviously we love Tones and I. And you
huge
know
huge that she's coming to Tassie as well. I love this.
And you can, it's almost sold out, as I said. You can still buy final tickets at moshtix.com.au Hobart Regatta Grounds. But I'm not lying, this is huge. We're giving away Tones and I tickets right now on the show for free. You can win them from us, 13 10 60, because we've got something that we want to do on the show that we've never done before. It's a special game that we came up with yesterday. Actually, Producer Grace came up with this game
credit
yesterday.
Credit where credit's due. Round of applause.
Round of applause, Producer Grace came up with this game yesterday. Grace, would you like to say the name of the game?
I actually don't want credit for it because as soon as I said it, I regretted it.
But you did say it and you came up with it.
Yes, I did say it and I wish I didn't.
You're the executive producer of the show, which means whatever you say goes. Yeah. No take backs.
You pitched this. You came up with a name.
Yes. But it was clearly a joke.
It's not a joke, mate. Nothing we say on the show is a joke.
There's no jokes on this show, mate.
So, Grace, would you like to tell everybody the name of the game we are playing to give away Tones and I tickets?
It's called Moans and I.
Moans and I, guys.
Oh, yeah?
It is called Moans and I, and it is very, very simple. To win these tickets, 13 10 60. Jump on the phones right now. Very simple. And all you need to do is give us your biggest moan.
Your best moan.
Now, I'm talking channel. Imagine your partner's asked you to do something that you don't want to do, you know? You're sitting on the couch after a long day at work and your partner comes up and says, babe, I need you to bring the washing in off the line. And you're like, oh, I don't want to do that. Imagine you're at the gym. You know, your trainer's working you so hard. Your body's hurting. You're in so much pain. You're like, oh. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a good
moan. That kind of moaning. Yeah. That's what I'm asking for. Moans and I.
Or you just give them one of the,
that, one of those. Also an option.
That's,
Producer Grace, I've done two. Jimmy's done one, which means because you came up with the
game.
Yeah,
we're just different moans. We've got different moans.
Because last time I moaned on the radio, it came across very inappropriate.
Well, yeah, that's hopefully your fault. Things have changed.
Okay, give me a scenario and I'll moan.
You're at the gym.
You're at home. It's late. You've had a few red wines.
No, because I'll tell you what, then Grace would be like...
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, right, wake up, so babe.
You're at the gym, Nace handing you the 25 kilo dumbbells. You're doing chest press.
Yep.
Push them.
No,
because I don't want to...
be more into it.
And also, Jimmy was still talking when you were moaning. Yeah. Set the scenario. Right. You're at the gym. You're on the bench press.
Okay.
Your body's hurting.
You got to push
the last
one out.
I've never done this before.
You got to push this last set out. Here we go. Come on.
I wish I didn't do that. I'm glad you did. Take it back.
You can't take it back, mate. It's love radio. All right, there's a couple of examples of what we're looking for. The game is Moans and I. If you want these tickets, we're going to give it to the best moaner on the show. 13 at 10:60. You got to jump on the phones right now. I've just got a message from a few friends going, Moans and I, love it.
Yeah. People are saying this is the greatest thing we've ever done.
Oh, yeah.
We also didn't run it by the boss man, Sweet Chili Philly.
We're probably going to get fired.
Quick, hurry up and call so we can get the game over and done with before he pulls it off the air.
Jim, this is huge. As we know, Tones and I, she called us yesterday. She goes, boys, my favourite boys, I've got some tickets to give away to my almost sold-out concert at the Hobart Regatta Grounds happening on Saturday. And producer Grace came up with a fantastic game because credit where credit's due, the game she came up with is Moans and I.
Moans and I.
We are going to give these...
Moan your way to Tones and I.
Oh, that's good. That's really good. Yeah. That explains the game, essentially, is that the best moaner will get these tickets. Easy as that. Now, I'm talking, I want you to channel, you're sitting on the couch after a long day, your partner's asked you to take the bins out, you're at the gym, your trainer's pushing you so hard, you're sore, so you're,
okay, that's a good one. I believe we've got three callers.
We do.
We're going to find the best moaner.
Best moaner.
They're going to get tickets. It's nearly sold out, Tones and I, in Hobart this Saturday, very exciting, but I just think we should go through the team again really quickly. We should each give a moan.
Yes.
Just an example.
Absolutely.
So you go first.
Okay, well, I'm at the gym. Yeah. My body's really sore. I'm pushed out a last rep. Oh!
Not gonna explain where my moan is, but...
Yep. Hi-ya! That's a good one.
Yep.
Producer Grace out there as the inventor of the game. Lucky last.
I don't want credit for it. All right, I'm getting ready to get into bed, and my partner said, can you take the bins out? Oh.
Is that what that one was?
Getting into bed.
Yeah, I was wondering where we were going. Take the bins out. Is that a euphemism? Yeah. All right, let's go to the phones.
You can tell Grace came up this game.
Danielle from Old Beach, you are the first cab off the rank for our new game. Moans and I, when I say new game, I don't think we'll be playing it ever again.
first and last.
Danielle, would you like to go to Tones and I?
Yes, I'd love to.
Okay, awesome. And do you know what you need to do, Danielle?
I need to moan.
You do need to moan.
Now, you don't have to, Danielle, but you can set a little scene if you want. Like, what's the scenario in which you would be moaning?
It's a long day at work and I haven't been outside and had a walk or anything to eat in a while. And I just need a big stretch and a big moan.
Absolutely. Well, Danielle, over to you, mate. Moan away. Sounds like you're possessed. But yeah, well done.
That's very good. So
there's a little seagull at the start.
Yeah. Well done, Danielle. Okay, good one. Let's go to
Danielle's
Jace.
Danielle's in the lead.
Jace from Claremont. G'day, Jace. How are you?
Yeah, not bad, boys. How are you?
Going all right, Jace. Would you like to go to Tones and I?
Oh, I'd love to take the daughter, yes.
Oh, that's good. Lovely, Jace. Well, I mean, same thing for you. You're allowed to set the scenario before you give us a moan. Where are you? Why are you moaning?
Oh, I've just woken up from going to a concert and a bit sore from dancing all night.
Absolutely. Well, Jace from Claremont, give us your best moan. Sounds like you're pushing one out.
I nearly did, actually. I nearly poked his head out. Just a little bit come out, that's all.
A little bit come out, okay. Nice, Jace. Good. All right, that's two in the running. Sarah from Huonville. Hey, Sarah, would you like to go to Tones and I?
I sure would, boys.
Okay, Sarah, same situation for you. Can you set the scene for us?
You don't have to. If you just want to moan, you can moan.
What, would you like to set the scene or would you just like to rip into a moan?
I will set the scene, that's for sure.
Go ahead.
I've just asked my partner to take the rubbish bins out.
Mm,
okay. And then I see the garbage truck come and our bins ain't out.
Oh, that would annoy me. All right, give us your moan. Give us your moan, Sarah.
Really?
I mean, good moan. Sounds... okay,
really?
Okay, yeah, it's an angry moan.
It's an angry moan.
All right,
yeah.
What are you thinking? Have you got a favourite moan?
Look, I love the enthusiasm from everyone.
Yeah.
To me, a moan isn't, you can't speak, you know what I mean? You're really getting across your message without saying any
Absolutely,
words.
You're
so that
right.
may, it may unfortunately rule Sarah out from the competition.
Yeah, because she did throw some words in there, didn't
in
she?
The end,
yeah.
She's like, oh, really? But I mean, it's down to Danielle and Jason. But again, producer Grace was the inventor of the show, of this segment. She came up with it yesterday, if you're just joining us. Producer Grace, who are you thinking is the best moaner?
Look, top moans from everyone. Well done. There was one who stood out to me, and I think...
Before you say the name, can you moan this person's name for us?
No, I can't moan this person's name. I'm just going to say the name.
You can't moan words.
Okay, yeah, exactly.
Right. Okay.
Jason from Claremont, you go in a toast.
Oh my god, guys.
Jace, you're going to Toads and I, buddy. Clean yourself up and give us another moan, okay?
Oh, my ripper!
Jace, does your daughter know? Is she listening to the show?
She does listen to the show, but she's probably with the grandkids at the moment, so she's probably getting one of them for kindergarten, but I'll be ringing her very shortly to let her know.
What's her name, Jason?
Jessica,
congratulations. Your dad has moaned on the radio.
Yep.
She's going to be thrilled, guys. Absolutely thrilled.
What do you reckon, Jace? I mean, we were saying that this might be a one-off game. Do you reckon we could play it again?
I reckon you should play it weekly.
Jimmy and Nate's Ask Them Anything.
Yeah, Hobart, we take your questions. We do our best to answer them. Nathan and I have no idea what's coming. Producer Grace just picks her favourite questions.
All right, question number one comes from at Trin Sands. Does having such a hot producer make you feel insecure about your own looks?
You are in charge of the questions, aren't you?
Yep.
Does this person even exist?
Yes, we love Trin.
From at Grace Guard.
From at Kate Guard.
I'll be
Grace's mum.
As soon as the word producer, I tuned out of the question. What was the question?
I said... Does having such a hot producer, in brackets she has specified, Grace, make you feel insecure about your own looks?
Sorry, I was not paying attention. What's the question? Can I get it again? Just one more time.
No, put your headphones back on, Nathan.
Just one more. I missed it.
Yeah.
Does having such a hot producer, to specify me, Grace, I am your hot producer, make you feel insecure about your own looks?
Do you want to say, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, no, it's hard.
You're the only good-looking one in the team. Yeah.
Okay, Thank you for being so honest about that.
Yeah, you are the good-looking one in the team. Absolutely.
Yeah, me and Nath, just a couple of uggos.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, fishing for compliments, are you?
Just drop one down here, guys. Tell us why we're good-looking.
Question number two. This one comes from at Renee Stewart __. What's your idea of a perfect date?
The 30th of April, because it's not too hot or it's not too cold. You just need a light jacket.
What's that from?
Miss Congeniality. It's April 25th, she says, actually.
Yeah, 30th of April's my birthday, so that's what.
Yeah, what's your favourite thing to do for a date? Because you've been with, how long have you been with Meg now?
5 years.
5 years.
5 years, yeah. I mean, I'll tell you what, the dating is...
gone, yeah. Well, what's your...
I like a picnic, you know, picnic with a view. I think that's nice. I think that's really nice because if you make the food yourself, or if you, I guess, pretend you've made the food yourself and get someone else to make it, buy it so it looks like it's made, put it in a basket. It's cute. Play some music.
Can I just stop you here? I was going to say what my perfect date is, but I'm not going to do it anymore because if you're saying your perfect date's a picnic date, I know for a fact you went on a picnic date with your girlfriend Meg a couple of weeks ago, which she organised.
Absolutely.
And you fell asleep.
Yeah, and it was the best date I've ever had. It was
asleep on the ground.
So relaxing.
What did she do while you were sleeping?
I don't know. He was asleep.
I don't know. Couldn't tell you, mate, because I was asleep.
God, it was good, though. Got a bit sunburnt, didn't I? Would have been good if she could have
packed some sunscreen.
Cream on me while I slept. Least she could have done.
All right. Question number three comes from at @Eve Price. Are you selling the bucket hats?
Are we selling them? Oh, the bucket hats.
Grace, can you run out and get one of the bucket hats?
We've got the bucket hats.
Where are they?
Underneath my desk. Underneath my desk. Uncle Rico.
Yeah.
Go to Uncle Rico. You'll get a discount if you mention Jimmy Nath when you're in there. They make everything. Shirts, bucket hats, whatever. Custom orders. Perfect for like a Bucks party, 21st, 30th.
Just a fun gift.
Wedding. Just a fun gift.
You know what we'll do? We'll just go to bring them in. You and I will give them away this weekend.
Oh, that's a good idea.
What are you doing?
Stop that.
Oh, my God.
Far out. Look at that.
So, this weekend, I reckon, Nathan, you and I, we give away some bucket hats.
Yeah, I like these because these are awesome.
Yeah.
Everyone loves bucket hats.
Follow us on the socials at Jimmy and Nathan. I mean, if you're watching this, you probably already are. But we'll do something this weekend. We won't sell them. We'll give some away.
We're not going to sell them. Maybe
can I just quickly say, though, Producer Grace is wearing one. You are no longer the hot one on the team.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.